GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, and today we dive into a mix of audacious strategies, stablecoin conundrums, and the kind of espionage that would make a spy novelist blush. First up, we have Strategy, who just posted a mind-boggling $14.46 billion unrealized loss on its Bitcoin holdings for Q1 2026. Yes, you heard that figure right. And in true Strategy fashion, they doubled down by buying another $330 million worth of Bitcoin. It's as if Michael Saylor's playbook is to ride that volatility roller coaster without ever looking back. This relentless accumulation despite a 20% drop in Bitcoin prices is either a masterclass in institutional conviction or a slow-motion train wreck in the making. They now hold 766,900 BTC with a cumulative cost basis of over $58 billion. Averaging a steep 75,644s per Bitcoin. If Bitcoin doesn't rebound soon, Strategy might find itself in the annals of cautionary tales instead of financial triumphs. For the builders and job seekers out there, this is a reminder. Conviction is great, but don't forget to diversify your skill set. Now let's unpack the stablecoin ecosystem's dirty little secret, slippage. You'd think a stablecoin is as good as cash, but try swapping a dollar's worth of USDT for USDC, and you'll see the problem. Every issuer runs their own siloed operation. Enter the Better Money Company, which just got a $10 million shot in the arm from A16Z to build a neutral stablecoin clearinghouse designed to eliminate this friction. It's like building a universal adapter for stablecoins, something that makes perfect sense but has somehow never been fully realized. This could transform the way stablecoins are used in real-world transactions, making it as seamless as swiping a debit card. For developers, this is your chance to build the infrastructure of the future, a layer that could truly catalyze the mass adoption of crypto payments. And finally, let's talk about North Korea, a nation that's turning deception into an art form. In a move that reads like an espionage thriller, they impersonated a legitimate trading firm to infiltrate Drift Protocol, ultimately making off with $270 million. This wasn't just a hack. It was a meticulously planned, six-month-long infiltration. They cozied up to Drift's team, milking information through what everyone thought were harmless industry friendships. For aspiring security experts, this is a wake-up call. Your adversaries aren't just faceless coders. They're sophisticated operatives capable of social engineering on a grand scale. North Korea's 18th suspected crypto theft this year alone underscores the urgent need for robust security strategies that go beyond mere code audits. What does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? Well, the landscape is evolving. Whether it's implementing ironclad security measures, developing unifying financial infrastructures, or simply navigating the wild world of crypto investments, there's a wealth of opportunities to innovate and lead. So, keep your wits about you and your skills sharp. That's all for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.